Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 259 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. In this special episode, Nandini, Neha, Rishabh and Subhashini explore the thrilling world of under-19 cricket and the incredible journeys of young talents who have emerged from the shadows to shine on the global stage. From the challenges of handling early fame to the evolution of under-19 cricket, this episode provides a comprehensive look at the dynamic world where dreams are nurtured and champions are forged. We have Rishabh, our regular guest, and we have two debutants joining us in Subhashini and Nandini. So warm welcome to all of you. As you already know, our topic, you know, reflects about under-19 players and the kind of, you know, journeys they have, right? For most of them, they end up peaking there. They don't end up making it big in their careers. And for a lot of them, it becomes that, you know, whole game-changing point. So we want to look at various and, you know, the myriad kind of implications that kind of happens from this setup. So to just kickstart our discussion, I'll direct this question to Rishabh. So now we've seen how the Under-19 World Cup is a very important platform, right, for these young cricketers. So how do you gauge the significance of an event like this? And do you think it's like a big game-changing moment in their careers?
I think definitely the Under-19 World Cup is an event of utmost importance, you know, because given the fact that it's an ICC event, you are playing multiple teams. So the level of cricket is totally different there. And playing in such a big tournament with a lot of people, and nowadays that everything's also televised. So there's that added pressure, you know, people are watching you, so you want to perform even better. So I think it's a really good grooming platform. We have seen multiple success stories across so many nations of all of these stars coming out of under-19 cricket. So I feel it's really necessary to have an under-19 World Cup to keep the whole under-19 system really in place.
Definitely, Rishabh, that's actually a fair point, because for a lot of these cricketers, this Under-19 World Cup is like a stepping stone, right, to greatness and eventually to transition into the domestic teams and to the senior team as well. And, like me, you're also an ardent cricket fan, so you've watched so many editions of the World Cup. So if you had to recount some memorable moments or achievements from previous editions of the Under-19 World Cup, like what's coming right at the top of your head? Because India's been such a successful team, so I'm sure, that could occupy a lot of your favourite moments. But any in particular for you?
Malaysia 2008 is one, definitely. And then the Unmukh Chand 100 against Australia in the final. Sadly, he's nowhere at the moment, but that final, that century in that final was absolutely brilliant. So two of these moments on the top of my mind.
Definitely. And owing to the paucity of time, we can't delve into all of them. But these are certainly moments that have, etched themselves in history for being that great. And to, just take forward the conversation now, we've seen so many success stories of players, right, who kind of transitioned from that under-19 team to the senior team. You have a lot of examples and case studies. So Nandini, you too are a cricket fan, although you haven't made your debut on Never in the Back Foot. So what are your two cents on players, who are able to convert these starts and actually go on to make it big in their careers?
I suppose, Neha, the biggest example that we can think of is definitely Virat Kohli, right? No doubt that when the Under-19 World Cup happened, he was like in 2-3 months, he was in the main team. And then obviously it took him a long time to make a mark in the team, like 3-4 years to settle in. Even I think in the 2011 World Cup, he was still fairly new and it was showing. And eventually, I think by 2013-14, he kind of had a very strong grip on it. Another, I think, interview that I had read, also another success story, would be Suresh Raina, someone I've been following for ages. Suresh Raina, I remember, mentioned something before the 2022 Under-19 World Cup, that don't let success get into your head and don't let failure affect you so much. We have also seen success stories in terms of Rishabh Pant coming in. Yashasvi Jaiswal, I think, is someone new who's come in. Someone I'm really looking forward to this season would also be Sarfaraz Khan, owing to the success that he's had before and the lows that he has hit. But again, kind of reviving and coming forth. So I think a lot of stories have been there. A lot of people have been lost. Countless names there. Prithvi Shaw, you can talk about. Unmukh Chand there. But so many people that have dealt with the pressure, because the Under-19 World Cup, especially for the men's edition, I felt is something that a lot of people look at as the future for India, right? So the pressure is a lot, and to kind of deal with success that early on and still hold on to your values and your practice and all of that and shine and come to the team. And mind you, like India A, B, whatever, the main team is just 11 people, and 11 people who are across ages. So it's not that all 11 people are like 20, 21 year olds, right? So that's really hard to make it. And when you do, it's probably like one person that gets out of that lot, or one person who gets lost in that. So that's pretty much my take on it.
Definitely, Nandini, because although, you know, we reflect on these success stories and how they have transitioned so beautifully into that senior team, you still have, you know, players like Unmukh Chand, Prithvi Shaw, Yash Dhul, who have kind of not made it to that senior team. And I think, you know, acknowledging the kind of challenges and hurdles that they have had to face is an interesting case study in itself, because we see them, you know, regularly play for their domestic teams. Some of them even like migrate out of the country, right? Like Unmukh Chand, the man who won that World Cup in 2012. Now he's playing for the USA. Like, even the kind of success and fame he, you know, encountered after winning that World Cup, man wrote a book, and, you know, it was just, he was going to be that next guy, you know, like Virat Kohli, making it into the Indian team, but nowhere to be seen, right? If you've even seen those IPL matches where, you know, Brett Lee bowling him out the very first ball, you know, breaking that stump, I think for us cricket fans, that's just, it remains, right? And I think then what happens is all those performances kind of supersede, you know, the even better performances he's had in that Under-19 World Cup. So I think, you know, acknowledging this also becomes quite important, and I'm glad you raised that point. And even looking at the psychological side, right? Now, a lot of these players don't make it big. They peak in their youth, which kind of stays with them as a regret. And, you know, they also become interesting players in that sense. So, Subhashini, I'll probably direct this question at you. So how do you look at, you know, this psychological side of not making it big, and the kind of ramifications it has on a growing mind and even much later in your life?
Given that I'm like the one with the least cricket knowledge among all of you, I feel like this is probably like the right question you could sort of direct at me. And when you talk about, you know, the psychological aspect of it, I believe it's something that needs to be addressed. Now, these are people, they are playing the Under-19 World Cup, right? So they are at an age where they sort of have to navigate through not just their cricketing journey, but also their academics. So there is the pressure of that. There is the pressure of this. They don't know if they'll make it big. Now, if they don't make it big, what is, you know, their backup? What do they have to sort of fall back on? I think that is something that sort of needs to be addressed. And I believe the role of sports psychologists is quite, you know, important. I heard from one of my friends that there was this challenge that Shreyas Iyer in particular faced. And when he was playing for under 16 cricket, he sort of was going through a lot, and his father had to take him to a sports psychologist who then helped him get through, you know, all that he was going through. So I think their role is also quite undermined, and especially in terms of under 19 cricket, I think there should be a bigger role that they play. Given the age that these players fall in, it's of utmost importance.
To what Subhashini also mentioned, I think it's a lot on the coaching, right? I mean, these are fairly young kids, and this is not just something that's prevalent in cricket. You can see that in other sports also, fairly in badminton, fairly in, I think, gymnastics and other sports that have an age crunch to them. And even I think the reason that, you know, people who earn success later in life in sports kind of, you know, also grab eyeballs is because we are so used to listening to younger people succeed. And it's not something new. I think when Prithvi Shaw was, you know, making it onto the first page of papers, he was like, what, 16 or so, right? And then Tendulkar gifted him a bat and all of those things. It happened very early on in his life. And I think it's also happening right now in an age where social media is so present in all of our lives. When you're like 13, 14, you're on social media. And I think it's most sportsmen that kind of post what their trainings are like. And of course, you know, if they're training in Bangalore, they post pictures from her, if they're training at home. And sometimes when you're that young, when your muscles are still developing, when you're still finding out if cricket is the sport for you, it's a lot to bear and a lot to match up with, like the kind of training, going to gyms really early on, or how much do you focus on academics? I think I heard this from KL Rahul, that he was very honest and upfront about the fact that it's only few people that make to the team, and it's not everybody that will. So there should be priorities apart from cricket that you should have as a child, because otherwise you miss out on that whole childhood of the art of enjoying. And there was a documentary where I'd watched where a sport nutritionist was really mad about a child who was, I think, in a Mumbai under 13, under 11 team, he had Maggi or Vada Pav or something like that. And that created a whole scene, like how nutrition is important, which it is, like to succeed in anything or succeed in a sport, yes, you have to pay attention to that, but that's not everything. As a child, I think one of the fondest memories that you have is with food or is with going out. And I think a good example would also be Shreyas Iyer. I think he mentioned in an interview that, you know, nutrition played a huge part, but he only got into it after his like under 19 days were done. So pretty much those were my points to add to Subhashini. Neha, you have something to add?
Right. I mean, the fact that you brought in this whole social media aspect, right? I think a lot of these cricketers have, you know, like very cute accounts with like 1,000-odd followers. But the moment they win the World Cup, it just goes up to like lakhs and millions and everything. And this is new fame, right? They're not used to this kind of thing. So I definitely believe that it takes a psychological toll, you know, not just in the sense that, hey, people are following me, but that attention comes with a lot of trolls, memes, and you know, you perform badly once, and like even in domestic cricket, you're basically under the scanner. I know a lot of people will say, hey, cricketers live a public life, you know, everything will get accounted for, will get recorded. But I think it's just sad because these are young people, right? Under 19 cricketers are not necessarily 19, some of them are 16, 17, 18, and everything, right? So I think that kind of scrutiny at such a young age definitely takes a toll. Because for me, Prithvi Shaw, right, he was the kind of character and player I thought would definitely play regularly for that India senior team. But we just saw how his performances tapered off. Man made his debut, scored those centuries. But somehow, you know, injuries came in. It was the pandemic time. He had that very disastrous Australia tour, you know, the one where he eventually ended up winning. But then, you know, I think the scars still stayed with him. I remember him reflecting in a TV interview, I think even like in newspapers and everything, how that took a huge, huge toll on him. You know, the way he was getting dismissed, there's no one to talk to. You know how competitive the Indian cricket system is, right? I mean, we are a country that's obsessed with cricket. My entire podcast is about cricket, but you get the point, right? So every single action you do actually has like consequences up to it. And that's why I think, you know, the role of your coaches and mentors in shaping these young cricketers also comes to the fore. So Rishabh, like, I'm pretty sure, you know, we've spoken off record about this aspect. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I feel especially with these under-19 cricketers, like even Nandini and Subhash spoke about, the coaches have a much more role to play, I feel. Because here you are not just mentoring these cricketers, but these are also young kids whom you need to shape and mentor, right? Their behavior, their practices, everything that they do on and off the field. There's a lot you need to teach them about that they might not have known, because they don't have that amount of exposure as compared to cricketers at the international front, right? So it becomes all the more challenging over there. And I do feel it is really, you know, a more challenging task, I'd like to say, but that is where the role of coaches, you know, really, really becomes more important in how they shape these young kids, not just as cricketers, but also as, you know, players on and off the field, to have that character that they need to have to make it big at this stage, especially in a country like ours, where a lot of cricket, you're under the scanner, like you told always, there's literally everyone talking and watching. So there's no escape, or you can't get away really in that sense. So you need to know how to conduct yourself and how to handle your emotions as well. You cannot handle your emotions, it affects your performance. So I think there has to be a balance created of all of that. And that is where coaches play a really crucial role, I feel.
Certainly. And even, you know, when we look at under 19 cricket at large, it has evolved, right, in terms of skill development and exposure, competitiveness. Like, you can't even compare the scores of like that 2000 edition K World Cups with the ones that that's happening right now. So, Subhashini, I know you're not a cricket fan, but, you know, still you have some idea of the game. So how would you reflect on this evolution, right? Because we see how T20 cricket has like such an importance now, and that has kind of, you know, fueled everything in terms of cricket. So what are your thoughts on that?
I think Rishabh and Nandini have sort of like covered most of the things. But the one thing that I've observed is that these youngsters who sort of play in this format are quite fearless, you know, now. And they go on to express themselves quite unabashedly. They don't, you know, give it much thought. So I think that is something that has evolved from the time that it came into existence to now. So that is like one observation that I wanted to bring up.
Definitely, because look at this Under-19 World Cup that's happening right now. As we talk, you know, India has made it to the semi-finals on the back of some remarkable performances. You know, each match is scoring 300+. You have centurions, you have, you know, bowlers who are picking 5 first. You get to see that quality of cricket, which has been quite remarkable in that sense. So I think I'll open this question to any of you panelists. Like, have you been following the current World Cup, and has it been exciting stuff?
It definitely has. I've been following this Under-19 World Cup, and like you mentioned, just yesterday, Uday Saran and Sachin Das, they scored twin centuries in that Indian game, and we've consistently had, I think Swami Pandey picked up 4 wickets again. We've consistently had people across teams who are scoring centuries, picking 4 wickets, 5 wickets. So the competitiveness of the game has really, really gone high. I think we can't quite really be just treating it as an under-19 tournament anymore, because the level of cricket, like we've been talking about, has significantly gone high, and there's more importance being given on the performance, and that is why you are, you know, seeing these results that are happening. And all the teams, not just say India, Australia, the big ones, you know, a lot of what under-19 does is a lot of these teams bring out you know, irrespective of the team not doing well, you have one or two players who really come out through the tournament. So it gives them that opportunity to display their skills as well. And that's something that's happening really well in this edition of the tournament.
I also wanted to focus on how, as soon as the Under-19 World Cup ends, the focus comes to which team they're going to join for IPL. It's very less that I think that someone's thinking, oh, like, the Indian team directly from Under-19. Like, the conversations were like that when it was the Virat Kohli era. But I think now it's like, oh, you know, Rajasthan Royals is going to take this person, or Chennai Super Kings is going to back this person. It's a very different conversation to talk of. And I think T20 as a format again plays, again, the craze of IPL, BCCI and all of that kind of come through. And again, if you do really well in that IPL season, then maybe you have a possibility of doing well in the games that come up in the June, July edition. So pretty much that is something that kind of flew across my mind.
Definitely. I think acknowledging the omnipresence of the IPL, right, and how important that is as a launchpad for most of these cricketers to play for the Indian team. Because good performances in the IPL kind of, you know, make your case very strong to play in that Indian team, which I don't know is a double-edged sword, right? Because IPL is, again, a T20 format, you know, compared to the formats that often these players are selected for, like tests or ODIs. So that is, I think, a topic for discussion in another podcast episode. Even as we reach the conclusion of this episode, I'll probably direct this to Subhashini. So, you know, we've discussed at length about how, you know, nurturing these players and taking care of them is of paramount importance, right? So now, with the way the Indian team is playing, you see, right, how most they might actually eventually go all the way and win that World Cup. So how do we kind of develop and nurture these players? Are you thinking of a special program for them? Or, you know, it will just eventually see, you know, we will eventually see them kind of transition to IPL teams and then to the senior team.
No, I think now that you brought it up, it is quite, you know, it would be quite the thing to sort of have like a special program to nurture them. I think it is of utmost importance to have something of that sort, because they belong to a very different age group. And then you know, all of the things that y'all spoke about as well, like the pressure to, you know, be playing for the senior cricket team. And like, once you're done with this, there is the pressure of whether you get into that team or not. So I think given all of that, it is sort of important that they have a special program as such. And post the World Cup, I think that there should be these camps that train them for the journey ahead.
Certainly, and you have a lot of age group tournaments, like, you know, hosted by BCCI as well. So here's hoping these players can make the most of it. And as I was asking this question, you know, I reflected on this aspect of how a lot of these cricketers who did not make it to the Under-19 World Cup, they do fall in that same age bracket, right? So I think if the BCCI can take special care of all of these cricketers as well, that will be of like a lot of importance. And let's see how, you know, that kind of shapes up. And Nandini and Rishabh, do you both have any concluding remarks?
So I feel we have this concept of A teams that go on A tours and all, right? So after the Under-19 World Cup is done, I think there should be a specific Under-19 A teams as well that go on just Under-19 A tours. So it's not like they have a tough time transitioning directly from this Under-19 stage to the international level. If they are playing this, if they are playing in A teams and they are playing this kind of cricket within the Under-19 space itself, but not directly going into the A teams where you have 23, 24, 25 year olds, that makes it slightly difficult. If they can still continue and work out some kind of tours this way, I feel it would help them, you know, transition and give them more exposure than just the Under-19 World Cup itself.
I think here, Rishabh, a counterpoint I'd like to make is if the Under-19 cricketers continue playing like Under-19 A twos and B twos and everything, I think it might kind of stunt their growth to some extent, right? Because you're again playing against the same cohort of players. Your game is not developing so much. And I think the whole point of having like a lot of tours before the Under-19 World Cup is because you're like saving all of those performances up for the World Cup eventually, right? So in that sense, it could be kind of stunting their growth. And Nandini, like, what are your thoughts on this?
I think I agree with what Neha says, because when you play in the Under-19 setup, right, you're playing with a certain skill set. Again, it's a team, so you're learning a lot. But I think when you play a lot more of... there's a lot more learning when you're playing with someone who's older or someone who's been in the game. Like, I remember, at least because I've been following Shreyas Iyer for so long, Abhishek Nair's game, or Abhishek Nair as a person, enabled him to become who he is, and he's still been a mentor for him, again, in his KKR days as well. So I think that plays a role because it teaches you, okay, what's acceptable, what's not, and how you should counter. And it's not just cricket as a sport and how you should be navigating your cricketing journey. It's a lot on how do you take in pressure and how do you navigate with the pressure, how do you navigate with the hate, because soon after, if you enter any of these like limelight seasons of IPL and all of that, the hatred is going to be humongous, right? And your social media would be all love on one day and all of hatred on the other. So how do you navigate that? And when you're really young, just imagine us, right? We are all like 22, 23 year olds. It impacts us also if there's a negative comment on something. Imagine getting that in thousands when you're like 18, 19. So I think I quite agree with what Neha said.
Certainly. And, you know, this would be the last and final question. Now, India is playing the Under-19 World Cup currently, is doing so well, semi-final bound. There's just so much to look forward to. So again, the question is open to either of you panelists to address it. Do you believe India will go all the way and we will see another World Cup coming home?
I have quite a lot of faith on this team, in all honesty. So again, it's nice to be optimistic on fronts, right? So what happens, we again do not know what the outcome would be and how people would play out, because again, you're playing with really finest people who have been chosen from the Under-19 cohort, right? So having that much faith in a population as large as India, so I have a lot of faith in that. And again, certain players I'm really looking forward to. Yes, Rishabh, continue.
So I feel one good thing about this team, what I have observed, is they're not dependent on one or two players. Every game, it's an all-round performance that's coming in it. And in big tournaments like this, you definitely need the entire team to carry you, and you can't just be dependent on a few players. That is something that's happening really well with this Indian Under-19 team as well, that gives you confidence that there is no reason why they can't go all the way.
I think it doesn't matter if they win or lose, given, you know, how it is going. We are definitely quite proud of them and can't wait to see how they progress in their career ahead.
Definitely. Fingers crossed to, you know, see a very good performance and some lovely things happening in their careers. And on that note, I'd like to draw curtains on this discussion. Thank you so much to all our panelists, especially Nandini and Subhashini, who have made their debut here. Lovely debuts, I must say. And for Rishabh, who's a regular on Never in the Back Foot podcast, you've again done really well. And for all our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, stay tuned for a lot of insightful conversations like this. Cheers. For all our listeners who made it till the end, please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and do check out Never in the Back Foot on Instagram, Threads and Twitter. The podcast is available on any platform you consume your podcasts on, so don't forget to spread the word and check it out. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.